Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Can you believe it's a week since we chatted? Unless you were listening yesterday to Travelers 411. And, you know, actually, Travelers 411 is carried over many of these stations. So you should check and see if you're missing something. Sometimes we talk about some of the same subject matter, but most of the time we don't. So you can go to travelers411.com and click on podcast. And you can choose either the podcast of Travelers 411 or Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And the podcasts stay for a year. So I'm so happy when I get emails from people telling me that they download the shows and we go in the car and we go to the beach and we go to the mall and we help keep company with people who are painting rooms and cooking dinners. And isn't that nice? It's very nice. I'm glad you're there. Otherwise, I'd be talking to myself. That would be awful. And so welcome to all of you coast to coast. And I want to whisk you right away because I've got somebody special waiting to talk with us and give both of us an education. And I've had the nicest chat with the general manager who is the GM of the Renaissance Chicago Downtown in a great location with really interesting, newsworthy stuff to share with us. And we're going to go off and talk with Hassan El Neklawi right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th at 8 p.m., James Taylor and his all-star band are back again at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The July 4th concert will be followed by a spectacular fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. These shows always sell out, so get your tickets now at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I have Hassan El Neklawi on the line with me. He's the general manager of the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel. Bienvenue. Je suis ravi que vous êtes avec nous. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we had a nice chat in French. You know, I look for people to practice my French with all the time because tous mes amis français sont revenus en France il y a beaucoup d'années. My French women friends that I used to hang out with all moved back to France 2 decades at least ago, maybe more. And when before the euro, when the franc wasn't doing well and their husbands were paid in French francs. And 1 year the husband made $90,000 and the next year he made 30 because the franc went from 10 francs to the dollar, from 3 francs to the dollar to 10 francs to the dollar, and they couldn't afford to live in the U.S. anymore, so bye-bye. But you're here. I can call you anytime and practice with you, Hassan.
Yes.
How long have you been living in Chicago?
Chicago, about 11 years.
And before that?
Before that, Minneapolis in Minnesota. And before that, Calgary, Canada.
Oh, my word.
Alberta.
Do you have a thing for winter?
Yeah, I have been in in the northern part of the country, between Salt Lake City, Colorado, and Vail, Colorado, and then Minneapolis and Calgary and now Chicago. So yeah, I haven't really had any assignments down south. But one of these days.
When I spoke with one of your assistants the other day, and they told me your name, I said, "Is he Egyptian?" And they said, "I really don't know. He speaks French." Mm-hmm. I thought, well, you know, you could be Lebanese. That doesn't sound like a Lebanese name.
No, it's not.
No. And
very
so,
Egyptian.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was my first guess. And now, how do you get, how long did you live in Egypt?
I was born and raised in Cairo, Egypt.
And, until when?
Until I was in my 20s.
So
I went to Switzerland for hotel school in Switzerland.
And that's what turned you on to winter. That's what turned you on to winter, Switzerland.
Exactly.
I got it. Because how do you take a boy who grew up in a desert area and put him in Minnesota, Colorado, Chicago? It's like, what could you be thinking? But now I get it.
I miss the Egypt's weather, too, but... When I saw the first snowflake, I fell in love. So I love the winter wonderland.
You need to come and visit us. Although we do our best not to be home in the winter, we travel. We try to do all our travel between November and end of March because we live in the mountains in western Massachusetts, and it's gorgeous here in the Berkshire Mountains. And we broadcast from. Our studio, for all of you coming to visit, and I hope you do, is in the shopping arcade that wraps around the lobby of the Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And so, you'd like winter. If you're into winter, you'd love it here.
I'll come and visit.
I hope you do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send you some dates. Maybe you can sneak away in the summer and come visit us, because that's when Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops and all the popular artists who come to visit, are here performing, and I already have my tickets. So, and I generally try to buy for a good handful or more performances. I try to buy extra tickets so that if people decide they're going to come and visit, I don't have to worry about, you know, it's sold out and I can't get tickets, or I got tickets and we're sitting in our gorgeous seats and they're sitting in Oklahoma. So it's a big venue, and you know, we like to have the people where we are. So I'll send you some dates and maybe you'll
please
come.
Please do. I would love to come and visit.
That would be great. That really would be great. And yeah, and when you, if you can get your bones here to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I want to introduce you to my very good friend Saeed Sella, who hopefully will be in Boston or its environs and not somewhere else running around the planet, because he too is involved in hotels globally. So nailing him down is not an easy story.
That would be a pleasure.
But he's also an Egyptian boy who has been living in the north probably far too long. I don't get it, because... No, I mean, I'm really a warm weather person. It can't get too warm for me. It can get too cold easily, but not too warm. So where exactly in Chicago are you located?
We are located in the Loop.
Oh, fabulous.
So it is a we are just on the Chicago River, intersection of Wacker and State Street. So it's a great location. We are a block away from the City Hall. From the mayor's office, so it's really the epicenter of Chicago. So we are very close to everybody knows Chicago, knows the magnificent mile, Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
We are like a two blocks away from Michigan Avenue, and we are facing a Marina Tower, iconic architecture. Of course, everybody knows about Marina Tower, featured in many movies. And we are actually across the river from the Trump Hotel. That's the latest skyline or high rise in Chicago. Actually, it is considered the second highest building in Chicago.
Wow. And you came to this hotel when?
Came to this hotel in early 2014 with a new ownership group that just acquired the hotel in December of 2013.
Okay. How did they find you?
Well, I worked for Marriott for many years. So Renaissance, of course, brand is part of Marriott International.
Of course.
So I was managing another hotel in the suburbs of Chicago, and I moved to downtown and got this assignment, this beautiful hotel, and we were able to reposition the hotel still under the same brand, which is Renaissance.
How many accommodations, sleeping accommodations, are there?
We have 560 rooms.
Holy cow.
We have 34,000 square feet of meeting space, and we have two bars. One we just added last year called Rays, Urban Rooftop Bar.
You don't have to call it Rays.
it became one of the most popular rooftop bars in Chicago. So we are gearing up for the season, for the summer season in Rays Bar, and we're very excited about having another great season.
Well, you know, this is the time, you know, for people like me who are not particularly fans of winter. This is the time when Chicago is glorious. Spring, summer, early fall. Gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. And it's such a vibrant and exciting city. And, you know, again, I mentioned yesterday when I was talking with Bob Lawler about Boston. If you're going to Chicago, just as we talked about Boston, and you are going for business and you're going to do business, try to plan it for Wednesday, Thursday, and instead of flying home on Friday, have your friends and family come and meet you, spend the weekend, and your company's got to pay to get you home, and it's going to be cheaper for them to do it if you fly, they fly you home on a Sunday than if they fly you home on a Friday. And you can have some fun. And we're going to find out about a great place to stay at the Renaissance Chicago downtown and what to do in the environs after these important messages. So pay close attention.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself and everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You miss out all the fun we have in between the commercial breaks, people. So I asked Hassan El Nikolaoui, who's the general manager of the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel, what Hassan means, and he told me it means good. So now I have one more vocabulary word to add to my very limited Arabic vocabulary. Let's talk about the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel. It's in a glorious spot. If you've missed any part of this, people, you can hear it podcast at travelers411.com and archived at sabrams.com by the middle of the week. So you can catch up on the part you missed. But it's essentially in just a great location for everything you want to see and do in Chicago. And from your point of view, you said you came in from a Marriott property somewhere else. Had you visited the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel before you were being considered for the general manager position there?
Yes, I did several times, actually. We had because we always do get together as general managers representing the Marriott brands for meetings and events in downtown Chicago. So our hotel, Renaissance Chicago Downtown, hosted many of these events. So I had the opportunity to visit the hotel on several occasions.
Well, the Renaissance hotels, and I've been to a few of them, they're... There's something about them. I don't know how to express it. Maybe you'll do a better job than I will. But they tend to be more intimate. They tend to be more charming. They tend to be more, I don't know. There's something about them that's very different from, you know, what your expectation is when you walk into a Marriott. It's just different. Can you describe what makes a Renaissance different?
Well, our brand is a lifestyle brand. And the concept for Renaissance is about, we believe that every day you can discover something new and wonderful. So our slogan is live life to discover. And for all the different Renaissance hotels, the discovery is all about your locale. So for us here, it's about discovering the great city of Chicago. So our guests, we try to assist them and help them in the hotel to discover Chicago, gives them a few tips about hidden gems and things to do and see in Chicago, some great restaurants and bars and so forth, and get them out there to discover the great city we live in. So as you see, after the renovation, the theme of the hotel is all about, it's very Chicago-centric, from the decor in the lobby to the bar decor, to the design in the rooms, and so forth. It is really getting you to feel Chicago, the vibes of this great city, and get you excited about being in Chicago so you can go out there and discover our wonderful city.
Yeah, I love the way you described it because, you know, I have not been in the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel. But the other Renaissance hotels I have been in, it is different, you know, and there is something about, you know, the design, the decor, the ambiance, and as big as the ones are that I've been in, there is this sense of intimacy, and clearly it's coming from this kind of philosophical underpinning of live life to discover. It's marvelous.
So every hotel, every Renaissance hotel is different. In that sense, because we are all about local discovery. So every hotel has a different and unique design to reflect the locale. And the entire concept from a service and amenities and so forth are geared to help you as a guest to discover the location you're in. That's why they're different. That's why they are all different and exciting and intimate and unique in many ways.
But there's a sense of, you know, it's funny. People say to me all the time, you know, you talk to hotels, all over the world. Yeah. What is there to talk about? I said, you know, every hotel has a story. There is a story to discover. It has to do with its history, with its location, with its design, with the philosophy of the owners. I mean, there is something about sometimes it's about the guests who stay there and who have stayed there historically that, you know, bring a place to life. It's, you know, quite remarkable, really quite remarkable. So that's huge, though, 500 and something. How many rooms were there in the hotel, the suburban hotel that you were in last?
400.
So it was not that big a difference, really.
Yeah, but I mean, suburbs, of course, is very different than being a downtown location. And then going from a Marriott brand to a Renaissance brand is very different.
Well, with 34,000 square feet of meeting space, I would hope that you are seeing sales meetings, conferences, conventions, organizations having their yearly whatevers. And, you know, and Chicago is a wonderful place to have a meeting of any organization that is either national or global, because in my last life, I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company. And when I would try to put together a meeting so that I could bring in our regional presidents from around the U.S. or include our international presidents from Europe and South America and Asia, I like to I used to focus on really, you know, places that are sort of like right down the middle of the country. I try to have it in Dallas or Houston or Chicago, because everybody had to travel halfway instead of some people having to travel the whole way. And it just makes so much sense. So with you having 34,000 square feet of meeting space, you really are a prime target for bringing people together from all over the continent and all over the world.
Absolutely. So we do, our hotel does a lot of corporate meetings. And our primary customers are from the Chicagoland area, major corporations, Fortune 500 corporations, downtown Chicago as well as in the suburbs. So we do a lot of business with this organization. But we also do our fair share of association business, and we participate in citywide conventions. Chicago is known for major conventions, of course. We have McCormick Place here in Chicago. It attracts a lot of big conventions in the city, and we participate in this business too. So about 40% of our business is group business. Conventions, meetings, and so forth, and 60% of our business is business travelers and leisure travelers.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. I want to talk about a number of things, including a big renovation that you've come through, and some special enticements to people to come for Memorial Weekend and the rest of the year, too. And I want to dig into, you made the comment about how your staff introduced guests to hidden gems. I want to know about the hidden gems. So we'll be back right after this, people. Don't leave me. We're talking about the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel with its general manager. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Chicago, Chicago. On the line with me is Hassan El Nekhlawi, General Manager of the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel. There's a lot of things I want to ask you about. I want to ask you about this refurbishment. You know, every general manager I ever talked to, ever, has either just come out of a refurbishment, is just going into a refurbishment, or is in the middle of a refurbishment, because it's like laundry. No sooner did you do it, it's back in the basket again. So, you know, there are things that, you know, every 3 years, every 5 years, every 7 years, depending on whether it's dining rooms, public areas, bedrooms, whatever, you got to redo them. It's, you know, something of a nightmare, isn't it?
Well, it's part of the cycle, our business cycle. I mean, if you don't keep with the trends and keep a fresh product, definitely will, you know, you'll not be able to compete.
No.
So usually a renovation cycle is anywhere between 6 and 10 years, somewhere in that neighborhood, for the guest room. The lobby, public space is a little bit longer cycle, but definitely the rooms and the guest corridors and the suites, restaurants and bars are usually between a 6 and 10 year cycle.
Yeah. Contractors are so lucky to have hotels.
But we went through a major renovation in the past 2 years. We did it in two steps. Phase one included the public space, mainly the first floor, the lobby, the bar, the front desk, the navigator area, the club lounge, as well as all our guest rooms, guest corridors, and suites. And then we came back. That was early 2015. Then we came back in late 2015 and we completed phase two of the renovation, which included the third floor, where we added some meeting space, event space, and as well as a new bar called Raised, an urban rooftop bar, about 4,500 square feet of bar space, indoor, outdoor, open 12 months a year. It is like the feel of the design is like an urban garden, very reflective of Chicago, with just beautiful views of the Chicago River and the iconic architecture of Chicago. You have to see it. I mean, you have to really come in and experience this bar. And since we opened the bar about a year ago, it has been a very, very successful business for us. So we are excited about gearing up for the summer weather here in Chicago and having this bar busy again through the summer months.
I'm going to see if I can organize my life. It's not going to be easy because my calendar for the summer is already so checkered with, you know, have to be here, have to be there kind of stuff. Most of it is not very far from home because I try to stay close to home in the summer. But I think I'm going to try and sneak away for a few days and come and visit you. But only if you promise to speak French with me.
Sure.
Well, that's good. All right. And you know, there's somebody else.
It's great to have you.
Thank you. I really would love to come and visit. Your hotel sounds terrific. And, you know, the location is terrific. And there are questions I have about it. But in the back of my head, there's also somebody who's been asking me for years to come and visit. And I probably could do that at the same time. You know a fellow named JoJo? He's a chef.
Yes.
He has a restaurant on the top of the Chicago Stock Exchange building called, I think it's called Everest.
Right.
Yeah. I need to go and hug him. So if you happen to see him, tell him I haven't spoken to him in years. I think about him often. He's just one of those people that makes one of those, you know, lasting impressions. And I promised him years ago I would come to visit, and we never did. And I always feel bad about that because I don't like to tell people I'm going to visit if I don't. So maybe this is the year we do that. We clean up our reputation here.
There you go.
So you met...
The renovation was the total investment for the renovation was $32 million.
I could have done it for half, by the way.
It's like a brand new hotel. But what's interesting is the hotel adopted the latest Renaissance design. So we are one of the first hotels to adopt this new design.
What's special about this design?
The design is again, about reflecting the local market or the locale where you're in, and there are specific components of the design that makes you really feel intrigued and feel like you are having an authentic experience, and very, very independent in the sense that every hotel is unique and different, not a cookie cutter kind of design. So for us, it's all about Chicago. So if you walk in our lobby, you will see a lot of artwork and different design elements reflective of Chicago. So for instance, we commissioned a graffiti artist, local graffiti artist, to do a mural in the lobby. That's part of a seating area called the library. We have also the old yellow Chicago taxi cab art that's made out of 24,000 pencils. Very intriguing. We have behind the bar in the lobby caricature of famous people from Chicago, celebrities, the like of Buddy Guy, Carl Sandburg, John Hughes, and Siskel and Ebert, Louis Sullivan, and so forth.
Wow.
And their names are written on the ceiling above the bar. So you're supposed, as you're sitting at the bar, you're supposed to recognize this caricature, these images, and match the name with the image. That's fun. You know, we have also in the lobby a map of the loop, so it will show you where you can go in the loop and all the attractions you can go and visit. In the artist studio, which is also another seating area of the lobby, we have local art reflecting Chicago architecture. You see images of the CTA train on the pillars. You'll see the image of ballerinas from Joffrey Ballet, because we are in a theater district. So all of this is really reflective of our neighborhood and the city of Chicago, and that's what's make it unique and different and very intriguing for our guests as they walk in the lobby of the hotel.
How cool is that? I'm still stuck back at the graffiti. Were you there when that was created?
Yes, actually.
Did they use spray cans?
What they did is, because it's part of the library, so they took some old books, wrapped them in white paper, stacked them against the wall, glued them to the wall, basically. And then the graffiti artist came and did his thing above and on the books. And then we didn't like it in the beginning. And he came back and redid it for us to reflect really more of a lobby feel and a reflected city of Chicago, basically.
Was so he insulted?
There is an architecture element to it, too.
Was he insulted?
No, he was not. Actually, he was not. He did it on two steps, which, you know, before it was like a big storm. You look at it and it looked like a big storm coming at you. So he adjusted a little bit to reflect more of the architecture feature of the city of Chicago.
Well, it's wonderful that the guy didn't have, you know, the stereotypical artist temperament and throw some paint at you.
No, it was very, very...
Well, now, that's
very
a good thing.
It was wonderful.
You know, there's an exhibit I have to dig up I don't know if it's at the Smithsonian now, if it's come and gone and what, but there was an exhibit made at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, for short called MassMoCA, which is a couple of miles from the Crown Plaza in Pittsfield, where our studio is. And a couple of years ago, they had this amazing room that was an artist's interpretation of some room that I think it was Whistler. I could be wrong on that. I have to check it out. But some famous painter was asked to decorate the dining room of some rich industrialist. And the guy who owned this palatial mansion went away on vacation to one of his other houses or whatever. And when he came back, he hated what the artist had done to the room and told him to redo it. And the artist was so angry that he made it worse. He didn't, you know, he wrecked the place. And apparently at the Smithsonian, they have the original room in the Smithsonian, and then they were going to have this new interpretation come in from MassMoCA and be displayed next to it. Another thing I didn't get to see. I wonder if it's still there. I'll check it out, and I'll let my audience know. Maybe we'll all meet there. And then we'll come to you and see the graffiti as it finally finished. Did he use spray cans?
I'm sorry?
Did he use spray cans?
Yes.
He did. Son of a gun. Stay with me, everybody. You guys are too good. Renaissance Chicago, Downtown Hotel. I love a place with a
life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Entraîné par la passion et curieux de sensations, j'ai fait un mariage.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is truly a delight to have my new best friend, Hassan El Neklawi, general manager of the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel, on the line with me talking about his extraordinary property. And you can find Renaissance one of the brands of Marriott. So if you go to Marriott.com, you can find your way there. You can also find links at sabrams.com and in travelers411.com in the show notes. So you can go check about. I really want to know about two things. First of all, when you get into your accommodation, what makes it special?
The experience overall, from the standpoint of what you see in the lobby, what you experience in the lobby and the bar, in the lobby area. And then in the rooms, we have our rooms are large rooms. They're pretty good sized rooms, actually. They have this bay window concept, like you see in many buildings here in Chicago. So that will give you a little bit more space and a larger room. We have absolutely fantastic views of the Chicago River and the architecture of Chicago from our rooms. Or the other option will be a city view overlooking the State Street, which is famous street here in Chicago. I used to call it Great Street, with a lot of shopping, a lot of theaters on State Street. You get to see the iconic sign of the Chicago Theater from some of these rooms. And then we have our very popular, our suites. We call them Riviere suites. Riviere in French is river.
River.
So they're corner suites. So you get a view of the Chicago River as well as the view of the city and State Street. So they're very, very popular and always on high demand. So the rooms are really that, you're comfortable in your room, definitely.
Tell me about things like linen and mattresses and amenities in the bathroom and showers and things. Are there any special things we should know about?
Well, they're all, of course, newly renovated. All of these amenities are fairly new from a standpoint of mattress and linen and so forth, because we just finished this major renovation. But also, Renaissance brand has very high end kind of linen that we use, terry as well as bed linen. We use Aveda products for the bathroom amenities. The room is very well appointed from a standpoint of, you know, for business traveler, from standpoint of internet, high-speed internet, TV, high definition, and so forth. From a leisure standpoint, of course, you have the, everything you need in the room from the standpoint of a fridge as well as not a mini bar, but a refrigerator, so you can store your own food or beverage. From a coffee maker and all the basic amenities that any modern hotel has today. But what also makes the experience different and unique is our navigator program.
What's
that? So we don't call them concierge, similar to concierge in other hotels. We call them navigator because they are going to help you navigate through the city and your experience in the hotel. So they are located in the lobby, and they will cater to all your needs from the standpoint your needs in the hotel or your needs in the city, finding, you know, things to do, things to see, restaurants, bars, different experiences you want to have with, you know, whatever it is. Could be you and your significant other, or the family experience, or a business meeting you want to have outside of the hotel. I can help you with that. So it is a program that not just extended to the leisure travelers, but the business travelers, as well as anybody, any guest attending a meeting also in the hotel. And if you are a Marriott reward member, or a Ritz-Carlton reward member, or Starwood preferred guest member, you will enjoy, of course, our club lounge in the lobby, which is a private lounge for all our loyal guests, as well as other special amenities in your room and room upgrade, of course. And you get the Marriott reward points that you can redeem in any of our hotels. And now, as you know, since last September, Starwood and Marriott became one company.
Yeah, who could believe that?
Under Marriott International flag. And now we have 6,000 hotels around the world, and definitely our loyalty program is the best in the industry, where you can really enjoy so many beautiful, beautiful hotels all over the world.
It's really quite remarkable, and my loyalty to the Starwood side goes back prior to there ever was a thing called Starwood, and it actually goes back to ITT Sheridan. And Dan Wheelock was in charge. And there are actually a few people listening today in the travel industry who know exactly what I'm talking about. But I have reward points cards going back for far too long. But you know when people treat you well? You know, you know that your expectations will be exceeded, and you flock there. And it's something I think that people who make decisions based on whatever seems cheapest today on the internet are missing out on. There is a value in finding a brand that makes you happy. And certainly within the Marriott family, you've got half the universe of hotels to choose from.
Right.
And so you find a brand that makes you happy, and you can stay in the family. And, you know, so many of the horror stories that I hear about and read about, it's because people are doing it all wrong. They just, and then wind up spending $1 million in taxi cabs because the place they picked to save $20 is so far away from every place they want to be that they're spending a fortune and wasting a lot of time trying to get where they want to go.
Right.
I am so sorry that we have basically run out of time, and I didn't even get to hear a hidden gem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you, we're going to have to say goodbye to everybody in this segment. Listen to the top of the hour news. Come back on the other side of the top of the hour news, because we got another whole hour to go here together. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
They say, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack
up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.